Trump just had another interview with somebody I've never seen before about Big Pharma. And they're talking about the lobbyists. Octo Spook says Trump is the obese white guy. I thought that first guy, the animal, I thought that was Alex at first. But no, it's Trump versus Big Pharma.
How do we stop that? Man, it just seems like it's obviously killing people. Like, people are dying, you know?
How do we stop that?
What do we have to do that our own government won't help us?
You have to stop listening to lobbyists. You know, I was not a big person for lobbyists.
Took millions of dollars from pharma.
Access to, like, a president or a senator or a congressman or woman.
They're snakes.
They get a lot of money.
Yeah.
And in some cases, they just take the money. They don't do anything. But
I got millions, and I put in Alex Azar.
In Washington, pushing.
Head of HHS.
It's certainly a lot for all of the things that we're talking about, including winning. Alcohol.
The lobbyists are winning, it feels like.
Yeah, they're winning. They're making a lot of money, absolutely.
Can you stop that? Can a president stop that? Like, how do we...
how do you do that?
One way you could stop it is to say, if you're going to go into government, you can never be a lobbyist. In many cases, they have rules and regulations where you can't do it for 4 years, 3 years, 5 years, whatever.
You mean be a lobbyist after you were an elected official?
I mean, you could
say... Is that what you're saying?
You could say that if you're an elected official or if you work in government... You can never be a lobbyist. You have people that work in
government. What about taking millions of dollars
about contracts
from pharma?
The military, and then they leave and they work for the people that they're giving out contracts to.
That's exactly what happened with the Sackler family, with the drug companies. They hired people that were on the FDA to work for them so they could loophole the law.
We're starting to get kind of uncomfortable there. I mean, it's like kind of like we're throwing stones in Trump Tower or something with the glass walls. let's kind of change it to another topic, because, you know, it's kind of like we have people who go from the FDA into government and vice versa, you know, like both of the FDA commissioners of Trump. So they both did that. And then when we go back and remember how Trump got so much money paid to him during the transition period. Of course, it was just big pharmaceuticals doing their patriotic duty to make sure that we had a great inauguration party. So here's $1 million here and $1 million over here. We got Pfizer, you got Eli Lilly, these people. And Trump puts in the CEO of Eli Lilly, one of the biggest pharmaceutical companies, the best connected politically of the pharmaceutical companies, arguably. I mean, they were able to get the Lilly rider back under George W. Bush. Everybody called it that because it was the pet project of Eli Lilly. They had lobbyists that were there. And so if we remember what happened, I'll remind you again that during the transition period, Trump as a candidate had talked about how he was very skeptical about vaccines, how he thought maybe there was some connection with autism. And so he had RFK Jr. come to Trump Tower, and the news media was there as he was leaving and said, "Tell us about your meeting. You know, what was this about? Was this about pharmaceutical stuff?" "Well, you know, President Trump thinks that we're not anti-vaccine, of course," said RFK Jr. "But President Trump believes that we need to make sure that the vaccines are safe." Well, if you did that, you would end them, okay? You actually want to test them for safety and efficacy, that would be the end of the vaccines. But, you know, again, we had some talks about that. Well, as RFK Jr. himself pointed out, that was the last time Trump spoke to him. Because right after that interview, and using RFK Jr. to bid his price up a big pharmaceutical, that's when they kicked in all that money. And Trump's response was to bring in a CEO of one of the biggest pharmaceutical companies and make him head of HHS. He stayed there the entire time. Yeah, he had two FDA directors. One went to Moderna, the other went to Pfizer after they did their dirty work. Maybe we should have some kind of, you know, people are dying, he said. And of course, I cut off the beginning of that interview just so you could kind of fill in the blanks, because that guy who was interviewing Trump was talking about opioids. And of course, Trump is a little bit uncomfortable about that. And so he tried to change it to fentanyl. Oh, the fentanyl is everywhere. It's everywhere. We're all dying from fentanyl. And then he says, "Yeah, everybody's dying. What can we do about that?" "Yeah, I don't know." It's just the money thing, you know. Maybe we could stop the lobbyists, but we're not going to stop the politicians from taking money from big pharmaceutical companies. And we're not going to talk about the politician who took millions of dollars and pretends that he doesn't know how to fix anything, whose FDA people were a revolving door, who rubber stamped everything that the pharmaceutical companies wanted to do. Trump, who gave them billions of dollars to manufacture these mRNA vaccines and then delivered them with the military. Yeah, we got lots of people dying, don't we? Isn't that amazing? The elephant in the room? Do you see it? Do you see why I say I cannot support this guy? It's professional wrestling. Like, we know who Lala, Comrade Lala is. How is it that people don't know who and what Trump is? Give me a break. So, he's not done with RFK Jr. because the big news is that RFK Jr. and his vice presidential running mate, Nicole Shanahan, which, by the way, I haven't really talked about Nicole Shanahan. She came from a very poor background and she went to a community college. She got a job working at Google somewhere, met the co-founder of Google, Sergey Brin. They were married for about 5 or 6 years. He's like the third or fourth richest person in the world. He's got a personal fortune of like $136 billion or something. When he divorced her, he gave her one of those billions. So she's a billionaire. And RFK Jr. thought it'd be good to have her on the ticket. She's got a lot of money she could bring to the ticket. But already in her first month, Comrade Lala has pulled in $500 million, $500 million in just 1 month. And it truly is amazing how much money is pouring into politics. You know, we talk about millions given to Trump by the pharmaceutical company. All of this money, as H.L. Mencken said, is an advance auction of stolen goods. That's why we have the kind of corruption we have, is because of all the money that is printed up and handed out in Washington to friends for political favors. And if you buy a politician, you're going to get thousands of percent return on investments, the best investment anybody can make. It's not a donation. It's an investment. And so Nicole Shanahan had an interview yesterday, and it looks like RFK Jr. is going to move over to Team Trump. Maybe they can meet in Trump Tower. Maybe they can get big pharmaceutical companies to kick up some more money again.
What my gut tells me right now is that we just have to keep being honest. I got to just keep being honest. I got to keep focusing on what matters the most outside of party lines. I need to focus on a vision that goes beyond November. And if that means that we stay in, and, you know, there's benefits to staying in. If we get over 5% of the vote, we actually establish ourselves as a party. 71% of Americans want a strong third party with a real shot at winning. There's even public funds available if we get over 5% of the vote. So we could get, I think it's like $13.5 million. In public funds to keep the party
going. Yeah, that's what we need, more public money.
And that's, you know, that's worth something. That means that we can position for a real third party election in 2028 where we don't have to go around and spend tens of millions of dollars on ballot access, which means that we can spend all of that time and money campaigning. So, you know, there's two options that we're looking at, and one is staying in, forming that new party, but we run the risk of a Kamala Harris and Waltz presidency because we draw votes from Trump, or we draw somehow more votes from Trump, or we walk away right now and join forces with Donald Trump and you know, we walk away from that and we explain to our base why we're making this decision. Not easy.
Clearly.
Yeah. Mm. Not an easy decision.
Oh, this is tough.
Now.
Yeah. Wow. You know, the game of life is really a game of scruples, isn't it? And are always one day we were playing. Do you remember that old game, Scruples, that ask you theoretical questions and things like that? And they would kept asking you kind of the same questions. It'd be, you know, certain categories of things. You know, would you do this if you got paid this amount of money or something like that? And they kept asking these same types of questions over and over again. And just changing the dollar amount. And we kind of realized that after a while and said, yeah, well, that's the game they're playing with, the game of scruples. You know, it was a big issue within the Libertarian Party when I was there as to whether or not they were going to take matching funds. She was just talking about $13 million of matching funds. You know, Democrats and Republicans have handed that out to themselves, and they've put in a level there so that other people can't get that. And it was a big debate within the Libertarian Party. And when I was there, the people who said, I will not take matching funds, won. And it was a big reason not to vote for somebody if they were going to sell out, if they were going to sell out their principles. And so she said, we got two options. We can build a party. If we could stay in, if we could get 5%, we got a party, we got federal money and all the rest of the stuff. We can start to build on that. I think you know better than that. I think after somebody gets into this and sees how the system is rigged by the two parties, well, you pretty much kind of say, well, that ain't going to happen anymore. She said, or we can walk away right now. We can join forces with Donald Trump. We can team up. You know how they used to have the professional wrestlers and they would, you know, have different teams that would come together at different times. Octospook said, those clips I showed of the wrestlers, this is a true demonstration of the respect that we should have for these criminal and government and their idiotic theater. Yeah, absolutely right. Najee 11 says, I would vote for that, Kamala. Yeah, exactly. Texas boy said Trump actually wrestled in the WWF, though. Yeah, that's absolutely right as well. And so then we look at the, you know, it's always the professional wrestling or it's the horse race aspect. Yeah, the horse race aspect. Where are we in the polls? Who's the handicap winner?
The horse right here, the name is Paul Revere. And here's a guy that says if the weather's clear, can do. This guy says the horse can do. If he says the horse can do. I pick in Valentine, cause on the morning.
Well, you get the idea, right? And so what we see is a composite of multiple polls that put out by Real Clear Politics. They currently show Trump at 46%. I'm sorry, Harris is leading Trump. The Kamala is pounding Trump on the ropes. 46.5% to 44.9%. This is within the margin of error, folks. We are, what is it, 80 days, 75 days out from the election. Anything and everything can happen. I mean, just look at this. Oh. You can have RFK Jr. do a tag team match with Trump. Anything can happen. Besides the stuff that they actually plan. Kennedy pulling in 4.5% of the vote, and the Green Party's Jill Stein taking 1%. So he's not even there at the 5%. And once we get closer, everybody starts buying into all this propaganda. This is the most important election of our lives. And we can't have that other person win. So I'm going to vote for the person I don't like, the person I think is evil. And it's fine. If you want to do that, I'm not telling you you can't. I mean, I have enough people throwing bricks at me. I'm not going to tell them how to vote. I'm just going to tell you what these people are about. And you can make up your mind whether or not you want to vote for that and encourage that. Personally, I won't. I will never vote for somebody that did what Trump did in 2020. Prior to that, he had betrayed us in the Constitution, but that was the kind of stuff that we typically expect from politicians. They don't follow through on what they promised to do. We also have come to expect that the politicians are going to betray the Constitution, as Trump did with the Second Amendment. But when you look at 2020, that was a whole new ball game. And it showed who Trump was really working with and working for, the globalists. So I can't support him ever. Never will I support him. And I don't care if this show goes down or not. I will never support him. In a social media post on Tuesday, Kennedy insisted he is willing, quote, to talk with leaders of any political party to further the goals that I have served for 40 years in my career and in this campaign. The goals, he said, include, quote, reversing the chronic disease epidemic, ending the war machine, except with Israel, and except with the Ukraine war, where his son was fighting, cleaning corporate influence out of government and toxic pollution out of the environment, protecting freedom of speech, and ending politicization of enforcement agencies. Well, good luck with all that. Hope you can do it. I hope at the same time that you don't come in with some radical green agenda. But Shanahan also said, if we're splitting hairs, I would say that I trust the future of this country more under the leadership of Trump and the Peter Thiels and the J.D. Vances than I do right now under Harris and the Reid Hoffmans, she says. Oh, she stands with the singularity, with the technocracy, with Trump, with that group of globalists. Yeah, she got $1 billion. You know, Comrade Lala should have married Willie. Maybe she would have gotten more money. Maybe she could have gotten something more than just a job and a BMW for free. In a phone call leaked by Kennedy's son last month, of course, Trump encouraged him to endorse his campaign. We heard Trump on the phone saying it would be good for you to ally with me. So, again, this is the way these deals are set up. They're looking after themselves, folks. They're not looking after you. Shanahan, though, did make some good points in the interview about what is happening with the Democrat Party and why she could not support Lala. She said, the DNC has made it impossible for us. They have banned us. They have shadow banned us. They have kept us off of stages. They have manipulated polls. They've used lawfare against us. They have sued us in every possible state. They've even planted insiders into our campaign to disrupt it and to create actual legal issues for us. Think about that. Why is that surprising, though? Because we understand that Biden and the Democrats, it's the CIA, it's the intelligence community, it's the military-industrial complex. These are people who assassinate, who run coups and all the rest of stuff. Don't you expect that they're going to do all that stuff to you? That's what happens in politics. You get shadow banned and banned everywhere. You get kept off of the debate stages. You get kept off of ballots. And that happens even if you are a Democrat candidate, even running, Dean Phillips thought he could run. No. We're not going to have any primaries, they said. These people have totally manipulated all of this stuff. It's on another level. This is the real 4D chess, where they select who the Republican is going to be and make sure that there's not going to be any debates or any primaries with Trump, because we're going to see him. We're going to make a martyr out of this guy one way or the other, whether or not we can get him in jail. We're going to get the MAGA-tards so heavily behind him that there isn't even going to be a contest for the GOP nomination. And they're going to set this stuff up with Biden, and we're going to expose him. We know that he's easily taken down. And they're going to put in our new puppet. We got a shiny new puppet they're ready to put in. She checks so many DEI boxes. It's amazing. So they've even planted insiders into our campaign to disrupt it. You mean like agent provocateurs? Like they did at January the 6th? Like we knew they were going to do it January the 6th, and you got Trump and Alex and all these other people stop the steal, running people into that? They always do this. I'm not channeling information from God. I'm just telling you what I see these people always doing. They always do that. It was so obvious. That was what they were going to do on January the 6th. And Trump was a part of that. And so was the mainstream alternative media a part of that. You should be careful who you trust. Trust no one. That's what I would say to her. And maybe she's starting to see that now. I mean, the extent by which the sabotage they've unleashed upon us is mind-blowing, she said. I mean, we're still learning new ways that they have sabotaged us. I really wanted a fair shot at this election. And I believed in the America that I, a little girl, pledged allegiance to. You know, when you get involved in politics, it really is an eye-opener. Even when you just get involved in the periphery, you know, get involved in the machinery of the big parties. It's an eye-opener to the corruption. And you can't unsee that. I saw that 30 years ago. So welcome to the party, Shanahan. It's the way the system works.
Sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets publish things that are true without checking facts first. Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think. And this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
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 Break free from the usual script with The David Knight Show, a fresh perspective bringing you genuine insights on current events. But if the show is going to stay on the air, we'll need your continued support. Sharing the show, subscribing, and even just hitting the like button all help. And if you found our show helpful, please consider donating and becoming a part of a community that values the truth. Because independent, listener-funded news, untouched by corporate globalist agendas, is extremely important to our liberties.